Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, we will be interviewing Dr. Ayala, who is the creator of our green and black caps that you can find on DNAReplicate.com as well as FreeYourMindToShine.com. We are introducing his new product, which are white caps, which are specifically for weight loss. So he's going to talk about green and black caps, and he's also going to go in depth about the white caps. Before we get started, I'm going to make a few announcements. First announcement is every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, we have group DNA activation sessions. If you are interested, you can visit DNAReplicate.com or FreeYourMindToShine.com to sign up and learn more. Our DNA activation sessions are one of the services for our protocol, which also includes advanced soul clearings, energetic attunements, property clearings, and more. We also have other services such as Akashic Record readings, human design readings, and soul translation reports, and more as well. So please visit DNAReplicate.com and FreeYourMindToShine.com to find out more. Also, one second. Also, we have a live event coming up called the Quantum Light Clearing Class, and that will be this year from August 28th through the 30th in Fort Myers, Florida. The information for that event is now on DNAReplicate.com. It's the first thing you'll see when you go to DNAReplicate.com. So if you're interested in that, please visit the website for details and prerequisites on how to sign up. There are some things that you will need to do first before you attend this Quantum Light Clearing Class. Also, we are still going to have our Book of the Week from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And our Book of the Week is one of our favorites, The Subconscious Speaks. And The Subconscious Speaks reveals the nature of the conscious mind, the subjective mind, and the universal subjective mind. The subjective mind is the secret which you can use to change every aspect of your life. The Subconscious Speaks reveals the most powerful law in the universe, a common truth that lays at the core of the most effectual philosophies, teachings, and religions in the world. Through the secret of the subjective mind, every human being has the ability to transform any weakness or suffering into strength, power, happiness, health, prosperity, and abundance. And the author is Paul C. Farrell, and what's talked about in the Subconscious Speaks is the mind, the effect of mental attitudes of the conscious mind upon the subconscious, fear, health, confidence in self, faith in God, using conscious thought in a definitely creative manner, and success and failure, and overcoming circumstances. So please visit audible.com to sign up for a free trial and to get The Subconscious Speaks for free. And those are the announcements for today. This interview that you will be hearing was pre-recorded last week, so any questions that you have, we will be answering those questions next week on our next live show. So stay tuned, listen. If you want to listen to the archive, this will be archived right after this show is finished. And once again, thank you all for tuning in and listening.
Well, I'm so excited today to welcome Dr. Ayala again to our show. We've had Dr. Ayala on, who is an internationally renowned colon specialist. And we are blessed to have products from Dr. Ayala. We have the black caps, which help with parasites and gas. We have the green caps, which nourish and help the colon remain clean. And now we have the opportunity to have the white caps, which are helpful in weight loss. And Dr. Ayala is going to discuss all three of them with us today with a special emphasis. We also have on the line with us today Ellie Stewart, who is a very gifted Akashic Record reader. And she'll be asking some questions because she's very interested in the white caps as well. And Afi and I will also be in the discussion. So welcome, Dr. Ayala. So wonderful to have you back. I know you've just come in from South America on a plane just this morning, and we're so happy that everything worked out so that we could have you on the show today. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's my pleasure to be with you here today. And I'm ready to answer your questions that you wanted to know about the the white caps, yes, and maybe more information about the green caps or the black caps.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful. Would you share with those who have not been introduced to you, didn't hear our previous show with you, about who you are and what your background is?
Okay. I am a retired medical doctor in my country, and I came to the U.S. almost 16 years ago. And I got another degree in naturopathic medicine for the Western University in New Mexico. I just finished in 2012 my other degree in Oriental medicine. I am an Oriental medicine doctor. And I finished my studies in Gainesville, Florida, with the Academy of Five Elements Acupuncture. And so I practice here in my office in Tallahassee and in Columbia. I practice all kind of therapies for the cleansing of the body. And so when I introduced the Oriental medicine to my practice, that would help me to help people with the cleansing of the mind and the spirit techniques that the Oriental medicine has. And so that really helped me to complete my practice, body, mind, and spirit cleansing. So here in my office in Tallahassee, the people that are coming to my office, they are coming to clean the body, the physical body. At the same time, they have some problems with the mind, especially emotions. You know, people that they have frustration, people that they have fear, people that they have sadness, grief, lack of sympathy, so many problems. And so we can help these people in order to remove these kinds of feelings from their minds. And that situation helped me to introduce the people for the first part of the any cleansing that is related to the digestive system. So the digestive system is very important, because if you don't have your digestive system working properly, it would be very difficult for the rest of the body to get the nutrients that the body needs in order to keep going and have the proper function. So that's the reason that your digestive system is to be working properly. And so the first part is I talk to the people about the cleansing of the small intestine and the cleansing of the large intestine in order to improve the absorption, assimilation, and elimination of waste and waste products from the body. And that is very important for the body to have those nutrients and going into the different departments. And I talk to the people here in my office, that's very important, and they come here for a series of cleansings. And people have a misunderstanding, because people believe that, for example, colonic irrigation is only to remove poop, and that is not true. When you come for a colonic irrigation in my office here or in Colombia, the main purpose of the colonic irrigation is to remove gas and toxins that you have in your small intestine that is four times your high, and gas and toxins from the walls, from the layers of your colon that you have there in your colon that's the same length of your high. And so that's the reason that people understand that it's not only cleaning poop, it's cleaning the toxins that you have accumulated in the walls of your small intestine and your colon. If you see my website, www.ayalainternational.com, AYALAinternational.com, you're going to see all the different toxins that we accumulate into the digestive system and gas form, and that shows how important it is to remove those toxins. The people who take the green caps, for example, the green caps is a high concentration of greens that we use in order to move a little bit more fast on the waste that you have in your small intestine and your colon. This is not a laxative. So because laxatives cause a lot of problems, and if you take laxatives, you're going to be addicted to the laxatives, and in the future your colon and your small intestine are going to be more lazy to work properly if you start keep taking laxatives every day. So the green caps is not laxity, it's a high concentration of greens, and that helps to move toxins out of the small intestine and out of the colon in a faster way. We complement in my office something that maybe, Laura, you don't know. Some people, they require an addition, something that we call in my office the white powder. The white powder is a combination of three white powders. It's the combination of imolene. This is to feed the good bacteria. The taurine, this is an amino acid That is very important, because if you read about the terrain, you're going to see it's very important to provide an insulin condition in your body, at the same time helps with your nervous system, with your eye health. So many important benefits has the taurine as an amino acid in a combination with the magnesium oxide. The magnesium oxide provides oxygen into the colon, into the small intestine. So some people take the green caps, 3 or 4 capsules. It depends on what time they want to take. Some people take at night to have a bowel movement in the morning. If some people, they are working and they don't like to have bowel movements in the morning in the office, and so they take the green caps in the morning to have bowel movements in the evening when they go home. And some people, they wanted to have a full cleanse of the colon and the small intestine, and they add to the green caps a half teaspoon or a full teaspoon, no flat teaspoon, of the white powder. And that helps the person to have a more the deep cleansing of the colon. And some people do that once or twice a week, in order to flush everything out of the colon and the small intestine and improve the absorption and assimilation of the nutrients into the body. So this is something that you don't know about the white powder, but I have to tell you about that. And the other very important is about the nutrition. They are related to the white caps, that you wanted to know about the white caps. There are 5 things that the people that they come to my office in Tallahassee in Colombia that they need to know. There are 5 things that they need to follow up properly. Those 5 things are, 1, the person needs to control the sugar intake. 2, the person needs to control the gluten foods that they need to control, not too much gluten into the system. 3, they need to control the intake of dairy products, especially pasteurized dairy products, into the digestive system. 4, they need to avoid any fried foods or hard foods, because the fried and hard foods sometimes are very difficult for people that they have lost a lot of muscle tone into the small intestine and the large intestine. And 5, they need to eat 4 or 5 hours before they go to the bed. So eating late is too bad for the digestive system, because when you go to sleep with food in your stomach, you just eat and go to sleep, your body cannot digest and sleep at the same time. Or you sleep or you digest. So that's what I talk to the people, trying to eat your heavy meals in the morning, the mild meal for lunch, and a very light meal for supper, and so they can improve the sleep, the resting process at night from the body. So there are 5 tips: sugar, gluten, dairy, fried foods or hard foods, and do not eat late. Those 5 things are very important. About the nutrition, about the white caps. The white caps that I make here in my office, they are starch neutralizers. Some people, they have so much cravings for sugar or for starches. Rice, potato, bread, and they are part of the gluten problem that we are talking before. And so when people, they're going to start the program in order to avoid gluten or to avoid so much carbohydrates, we have the white caps. The white caps is a starch neutralizer. These white caps, we made it from the white kidney bean extract. We do this from the white kidney bean extract. This is a very important starch neutralizer. And these white caps is a non-stimulant. So it's very important to understand it's not a non-stimulant, but that helps to delay the breakdown of starches. And the white caps, they're going to be limiting the action of the digestive enzymes that we call alpha amylase. Lowering the activity of these enzymes into the digestive system, the absorption and utilization of carbohydrates from the starch may also be reduced. And so the person is not going to absorb starches, and that helps for the person to reduce gas into the system, to reduce fermentation, to reduce indigestion, and the person is going to and is going to help to reduce the weight, the fat that you accumulate in your belly area, because when you consume so much starches, you're going to be in trouble. Do not forget that I told you before in one program before that the body, for example, in men, only the body can use 35 grams of sugar per day. So that is in 24 hours. One man who consumes more than 35 grams of sugar is going to be in trouble because the body is going to accumulate the excess of above the 35 grams of sugar as a fat, as a sugar fat into the body. And that situation is going to increase the weight of the person, especially around and then about the belly area, that you see so many people with so much fat around the belly. In women, the amount is less. So because of the progesterone, because the estrogen hormones into the body, the woman only can get or can intake every day no more than 25 grams of sugar. If the woman gets more than 25 grams of sugar, let's go to say 100 grams of sugar, the excess of 75 grams of sugar, the woman is going to accumulate those excess of sugar in the belly, in the thighs of the body, in the arms, and so you're going to see that situation. So white caps are very important for people that are going to start a program to reduce the absorption of starches into the body while they can reduce the intake of starches or sugar into the system. So white caps are very important to start the program for the person who wants to make changes in the body. Something else that you have to remember is the body needs to have and needs to accomplish five steps every 24 hours. The number one step is intake, when you eat. The second step is digestion. The second step, the third step is absorption. The fourth step is assimilation. And the last step is elimination. So your body needs to do this five steps in 24 hours properly, because every day you're going to have new intakes, new food intake. So it's very important to understand that you need to have your body working properly every 24 hours. The intake is the only action that the person needs to learn how to eat, what time to eat, what kind of foods is going to have for selection for the body. Not everybody can have the same foods. It depends on your condition. It depends on your body condition. It depends on your age. It depends on so many factors, where you live. Are you living in a winter time? Are you living in a summer time? Are you living in a summer city, in a cold city? So the food changes what kind of food you're going to intake. The other four steps, digestion, absorption, assimilation, and elimination, are only under control of the body from the parasympathetic nervous system. So let's go to imagine a factory. In the morning, all the supply trucks are coming to the factory. And they are bringing the supplies that the factory needs to do the job. That's the intake. The factory has some employees that they're going to get the supplies, and they need to classify the supplies. They need to say these supplies are for the heart, these supplies are for the kidney, these supplies are for the brain, these supplies are for the muscles, and they need to classify the different supplies for every department of the factory. This is the digestion process. The third step is these employees, there's another employee that they need to deliver. They need to carry on the supplies to every organ. They need to deliver the supplies for the heart. They need to deliver the supplies to the kidney, to the bumps, and this is the absorption. The digestion process is made by the stomach, and the absorption process needs to be made by the circulatory system in order to supply and deliver all the supplies into the every system, every organ. Once every organ gets the supplies, they need to do the job. The heart is going to use the supplies. The brain are going to use the supplies. And this is the assimilation. At the end of the day, every organ is going to have some waste, some garbage waste, some bags that they need to be removed. And they put all these garbage waste in one place that we call the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is going to remove these waste bags and take it to the main elimination channels. One of those is the kidney, and another one is the colon. And the colon and the kidney, they're going to remove the waste through your bowel movements and through your urination. So these five processes needs to be done in 24 hours. Imagine someone that if he, a general manager of this factory, they cannot get supplies all day. They need to say, okay, I'm going to get my supplies from 7 to 9 a.m. in the morning, from 12 to 1 p.m., maybe in the afternoon, a few supplies, maybe 4 to 5 or 5, maximum to 5 p.m., and that is important. But you cannot get supplies all day in your factory because you're going to be in trouble. That happens with people that they are eating all day. They are eating at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 5 p.m., 10 p.m., they are still eating. So that factory is going to be in trouble. So it's very important to understand that if your factory doesn't do the job in 24 hours, that factory is going to be a mess. And that happens with people that they don't have proper intake, very bad digestion. The circulatory system is very compromised to absorb the nutrients. The assimilation in every organ has some problems, and the elimination is terrible. Some people have elimination every other day or once a week. Some people go once every 2 weeks. And so if you imagine this, it would be terrible. So remember, the green caps, the black caps, and the white caps are part of the problem for someone who wants to start making some changes in the nutrition and trying to avoid the addiction for sugars and for carbohydrates. So that's the reason of the white caps. The white caps is a concentration of 1,000 milligrams of white kidney bean extract. So it's very important to understand that every capsule has 1,000 milligrams of white kidney bean extract. There are so many products in the market that they are controlling the metabolic pathways of the sugar. So, and these products are very important, the white caps, because they help my patients and they help the people to start making changes in the nutrition while we are doing the cleansing for the colon, cleansing for the small intestine, and that would be very important. I don't know if you wanted to ask more questions. So far, I have said until now.
Yes, I do. The white caps, I'm understanding, are white kidney bean extract.
That is great, 1,000 milligrams per capsule.
So they probably, I know they come in packages of 60, so are they taking two a day?
That is correct. They need to take two capsules any time they're going to have any starch or sugar. And so, so for example, if the person is a very heavy starch eater, and so you need to talk to the person in order to take two capsules any time that the person is going to eat some starch. It's difficult for people sometimes to reduce the sugar or the starch intake. So this is for people that they're going to start making changes in the nutrition in order to reduce the addiction for sugar and the addiction for starches.
So if, for instance, if a person is going to have pancakes, They should take the
white caps, two capsules.
And now if they eat something later in the day that has sugar or starch, a smoothie or something like that, do they need to take it again?
Yes, that is correct. Let me tell you like this. There are some starches that they are very good because let's go to talk about the difference, for example, brown rice and white rice. When you eat white rice, the body is going to absorb 100% of the sugar from the white rice. If you eat brown rice, the body is going only to absorb 40% from the sugar that it is in the brown rice. So that's the reason for some people, they are not accustomed to eat brown rice. So you need to say to the people, let's go to start eating brown rice and no white rice. Can you start doing that? Some people at the beginning, they don't know how to cook. They don't know how to find brown rice, and so it's difficult for some people. Let's go to say for other people, we say, let's go to change, do not eat white potato and trying to change to sweet potato. Sweet potato is less starchy than white potato. And so while the person is making changes, you need to supply the white carbs, and so the person can be accustomed to eat different carbohydrates. At the same time, some people are very hard eaters, or bread, cookies, crackers, all these starches that they come with gluten at the same time, and that situation is going to cause problems with the absorption of so much sugar into the system. And so these people that they have these problems, they need to start with the white caps in order to reduce the addiction while they can make changes in the diet. Here in my office, when the people come to my office as a new patient, it's very difficult because at the beginning there are so many people that have so many bad habits that it takes time from the beginning to these people to really make changes. And so we like to check the person, how strong it is, how much discipline the person can have, and not into really to start making changes in her lifestyle. And so if we clean the body, does it make sense if I clean your small intestine, your colon, your digestive system, if you don't make changes in your nutrition? So it's very important to make changes. And so this, the white caps are very important for those beginners that they wanted to start making changes about the starch intake, about the sugar intake. Let's go to remember, for example, one regular Coke has 75 grams of sugar. One simple regular Coke or any other sodas. And so when you drink one Coke per day, if you are a woman, you are putting in your system 75 grams of sugar. And so you are putting three times more than the sugar that your body can really deal with. And so you'll be in serious problems with the time. And so it's difficult for some people that they are Coke addicted, that they're not into it, stop drinking Coke or something like that, and making some changes to drink water or water with lemon or only tea or things like that, different than Coke. So it's one example how difficult it is for people to start the reduction of sugar, and that's the reason that we need to have the white caps to avoid the absorption of sugar into your system. And this is a very important starch neutralizers, and they are the white caps.
Dr. Aiello, with the white caps, if the person, the white caps come 60 in a bag, and
yes,
if the person is eating something starchy or with sugar or gluten at every meal, do they have, is there a limit to how many they should take a day? If they take two.
Not necessarily. You need to take to the person that any time that eat starch, they need to have two. I'm talking about trying to avoid snacks with starches. I'm talking about meals. So people, they have to understand they need to have, they need to eat, for example, their meals from a time from 10 a.m. for 6 p.m. Do not forget, let me tell you like this. One day has 24 hours, right?
Yes.
So if one day has 24 hours, your intake needs to be done in no longer than 8 hours per day. Because if you eat between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., for example, there are 8 hours. If you eat in 8 hours from 10 to 6 p.m., the body has another 16 hours from 6 p.m. until the following day, 10 a.m., to do the other steps, to do digestion, to do absorption, to do assimilation and elimination. But if one person eats from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m., that person is eating during 15 hours. And so only the body has 9 hours to digest, to absorb, to assimilate, and to eliminate. And so if you imagine, if you are intaking foods for so many hours during the day, your body has less hours to do the other steps and to do the job for proper nutrition. So that's what I talk to the people, trying to eat between a no longer time than 8 hours. So the person needs to start doing this, and that's the reason of the white caps. if they start eating the starches from, I'm talking starches, I'm not talking about fruit. Do not forget, fruit is a simple carbohydrate, so the person doesn't need to have white caps with fruit. I'm talking about only starches, for example, rice, potato, pasta, bread, that they are complex carbohydrates, and the white caps are for these, for the stop the absorption of sugar from these complex starches. And so they need to have two capsules with every meal when they have starches, complex starches.
This is so wonderful. The white kidney bean extract, is this something that science has been aware of for a long time, or is this something new that we're just finding out?
In our countries in South America, we love so much eating the white beans. You know, there are different kinds of beans: the red beans, the kidney beans, the soy beans. The white beans, they have that condition. The white beans, they have an ingredient that is going to stop the absorption of starches. And so, in our countries, we eat white beans, because that helps to reduce the absorption of sugar into your system, and that helps to reduce weight.
It's
so
very interesting.
White beans is something that we have been known for a long time. Now, lately, maybe in the last 5 years, maybe in the U.S., they are learning how important it is to have the white beans in extract. And you can find some companies that they have the combinations of this, some white bean extract, but they don't go to 1,000 milligrams per capsule. Some companies, they have 250, 240, and that's the situation, that they don't have a high concentration of the white kidney bean extract.
This is interesting. Having traveled around the world, you do not see the obesity in the Latin countries.
Exactly. That's the reason, because we have, for example, one of the options to avoid the absorption of sugar is eating white beans. And so you can recommend to your clients, to your patients, okay, why don't you buy some white beans and cook some white beans when you eat?
Yes, absolutely.
But it's not the same concentration, but that helps.
Now, is it white, the small white bean, or is it the white kidney bean?
The white kidney beans.
It's the white kidney beans, okay.
That is correct.
They are commonly found. You can commonly find these here.
Yes, when you go to any supermarket, you can buy the white kidney beans, yes.
So this is a great adjunct to the diet and also as a starch.
Exactly, starch neutralizer.
Starch neutralizer. Now, along with the black caps.
The black caps, as I told you before, that helps to, it's a combination of three herbs, black walnut, wormwood, and clove. So these three herbs helps to reduce the gas formations. When you have gas in your system, when you don't digest properly your food. So undigested food that is running into your digestive system without proper digestion, they're going to produce gas. When you have poop, that is not going out in 24 hours, when you hold some poop in your small intestine and your colon, and so you're going to have gas, because when you delay the process of elimination, the fermentation to have poop in your system for more than 24 hours, you're going to produce gas. So the black caps help in order to reduce this fermentation and to reduce the gas formation. At the same time, the black caps is going to kill worms, candida, yeast, amoebas, et cetera. So that's very good to clean and have the digestive system without these microorganisms.
Also, I know that gas is caused by things that people really don't know about. You did talk about this on the show previously about condiments and about sweet meats, especially sweet meats. Would you talk a little bit about that? I think Americans eat a lot of barbecue and a lot of chicken wings with sweet sauces on them.
That is correct, because if you eat, for example, any time that you cook too much of your food using the barbecues and going to the grills and all this stuff, and you see the black part, the black tar of the meat when you eat chicken, when you eat meat, that situation is going to cause so many problems in your digestive system, because your digestive system doesn't have the ability to digest food that is cooked with so much fire, with starch, with some tart in the meat, like a chicken barbecue, like a meat barbecue, and all this stuff. Your digestive system cannot digest that properly, and the accumulation of these kinds of foods in your digestive system is going to produce not only gas. With the time, if you read all the research, the medical research, you're going to find out that this kind of food is going to cause a cancer in your digestive system, in your stomach, and your colon. And that situation in combination with sugar, with sodas, with cigarettes, with alcohol, the situation is going to be worse. And it's worse when you have sugar, because the sugar in combination with proteins like that, you're going to have a big trouble that we call glycation. Glycation, this is a process that happens in your body when you mix sugar with meat proteins. For example, you eat a piece of chicken or a piece of meat, and after that you eat a piece of dessert or any cake. That happens in all the Americas. They like to for any meal, for any dinner, or they go for buffets or something like that, and they eat meat, and after that they go for the dessert to have sugar. So that combination of sugar with meat proteins will cause glycation, G-L-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N. If you read in Google, if you Google glycation, you're going to understand that situation is going to increase in acceleration of your aging process. And so when you eat some sugar and proteins, you see people that they are 40 years old and they look like a 50 or 60. And some people that they are 17, 20 years old, and you see these people that they look like a 30 or 35 years old. So when you have so much combinations of sugar with protein mix, you're going to have an acceleration of your glycation process. Your aging process is going to speed up.
I'd like to open the floor for Afia and Ellie if they have questions. If not, I have others. So if you all have a question for Dr. Ella, would you share it now?
Yes, this is Ellie. Good morning, Dr. Ayala. I'm so very glad to hear this information about the white kidney bean extract. I have a situation with the belly fat around the, you know, in that stomach area, and it crept up overnight. Where did it come from? I was like, one day it wasn't there, and the next day it was there, and it has been the most difficult to release myself from.
That is correct. Do not forget that we have two kinds of fat.
Okay.
We accumulate fat from fat, and we accumulate fat from sugar. So we can make fat from two origins, fat from fat or fat from sugar. As I told you before, when, as a woman, if you eat more than 25 grams of sugar per day, whatever you eat above 25 grams, your body is going to accumulate that sugar as a sugar fat. And where the body is going to accumulate this? Normally, in woman, it's going to be accumulated around your belly, in your arms, or in your gluteus, in your hips. And so that happens to so many women that you see that. That they have so much fat accumulated around the belly, around the arms, and around the thighs, and around the gluteus, the hip. So that is part of the problem. And if you do this every day, every week, every month, for years, you're going to see so much people that they have so much problems to reduce this sugar fat from the body. So that's the reason that we need to start making changes about the five steps that I told you, about the sugar, about the gluten, about the dairy, about the fried food, and about not eating late. And you're going to introduce the white caps, you're going to introduce the black caps, and you're going to introduce the green caps. And do not forget, as I told you before, Laura, about the white powder. The white powder is a very good additional things that you can add to the white, to the green caps, in order to clean your system once a week or twice a week, if you like it, in order to have a full flush. Your digestive system. It is a very good flush for your digestive system. And so, Ali, you have to understand that if you have been a person that you have been putting so much sugar in your system, don't be surprised about why you have belly fat around in your body.
Okay, that's great. So if I, when I start taking this, and it is possible to turn this around, though, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. That is very important, but you need to make some changes in your nutrition. You need to remember the 5 steps that we talk. If you're going to start making the 5 changes about the sugar, the gluten, the dairy, the fried food, and eating late, and you introduce the white caps into your body, you're going to see that your body is going to reabsorb the fat around your belly. Something else that I have to say, Ali, is this is the situation. Here in my office, the people, as they come to the program, they need to start doing abdominal exercise. Because where we have the small intestine and where we have the colon, this is the belly, the abdominal area. If you notice, we don't have bones around the belly. We have only muscles. So the only bones that we have is in the chest. They are the ribs. The ribs are located to protect the lungs and to protect the heart. But below the ribs is only muscle. Mm-hmm. And if you see it in your back, after your ribs, you don't have bones. You have only muscle. And so around the belly, we have 4 muscles that they hold the intestines. They have these organs in proper place. This is the abdominal muscles. They are the rectus abdominal muscle that it runs from your pubic area to your sternum. You have the transversus abdominis muscle that it comes around your navel. Mm-hmm. You have the internal and external oblique muscles that they hold your organs in place around your belly. If you lose muscle tone when you eat too much, when you have so much, you don't complete in 24 hours the 5 steps that we talk, you're going to lose muscle condition. And so people, if they touch around the belly, they have the problem with they lose muscle tone, and you're going to see the belly very squishy, very flabby, and that situation will cause that. You're going to see that organs, the colon, the small intestine is going to be dropped. So they have a droppy intestine. So they need to start doing rowing exercise. So here in my office, the people, it doesn't matter what age they are, they need to start doing rowing exercise. And so this is a machine that you can buy in Amazon for no more than $80, free shipping to your house. And they buy the rowing machine, and they do 3 times a week, rowing machine in order to improve the muscle tone condition around the abdominal area, and taking and making changes in the nutrition, taking the white caps, taking the green caps and the black caps, and they're going in 6 months, in 1 year, they're going to see a big difference around the belly. If you don't do anything, some people, they are going to have the belly close to the knees, and maybe when they are 50 years old. So everything is going to be dropped completely. And so this is something that you have to understand. You have to make some exercises, and we recommend the rowing machine, the rowing exercise, to improve the core of the abdominal muscles.
So things like kayaking.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Things like kayaking and rowing and things like that, those kind of activities.
Yeah, but some people don't have – this country, people are very busy, Laura. They are working the whole day. They have to rush all the time. They are rushing to the job. They eat so fast. And some people, they are eating in their jobs. They are eating at the desk. They are sit down all the time. People that they are working in offices, and they are sit down for 8 hours working, and they are eating on their desk. They are crushing the stomach. So they eat, and they are crushing the stomach. So they're going to improve. They're going to increase the belly fat because they are eating only sugar, they are eating only starches. And so it's the rowing exercise is something that you can do at your home. You can watch the TV, you can watch the news, and you do your exercise 15, 20 minutes, 3 times a week, and spend $80 for a rowing machine that you can buy in Amazon, and the person is going to improve. So I talk to the people, when you go home, and you have your last meal close to 6 p.m., wait 1 hour, for your digestion, and after that, sit down in your rowing machine and try to work slowly without pushing too much and do 100-150 rowing exercises and start working in your in the core or your abdominal muscles. People are feeling great. They are doing a great job, and people are improving so much, and I'm very happy. So far right now in my office, for example, I am not attending new patients, Laura, because I have a database in Tallahassee of 1,600 patients that they are coming to my office. People come once a month, every 2 months, every 3 months. Some people come twice a month. And so all my time is spending only with my database that I have here in Tallahassee. I don't have options right now to have new patients. Unfortunately, not. No time for, with the 1,600 patients that I have, they are covering up all my time.
That's why we are so happy that you taking the time to share this wisdom with us about the nutrition and the body. I think these questions are so important. Ellie, did you have something else?
No, I think that answered my question. I've gotten good information, and I can't wait to start.
And what about you, Asiya? Do you have something?
No, I don't have any questions. I am very interested in the white powder, which will help to flesh
the
out.
The powder is very important. I would like to maybe to I'm going to chew one sample of the white powder for you, Laura. I wanted that you
okay.
Try it yourself to see how it works.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Ayala. But I have some questions about aging and the same idea with aging. It seems that this process of belly fat is accelerated significantly. Is that correct?
That is correct. That we call the medical terminology for that process is glycation. Do not forget that. I wanted that you Google that, and you're going to understand more about that process. Glycation, G-L-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N. Glycation. So if we eat so much protein with sugar at the same time, we're going to accelerate the aging process of our organs and the whole body. If you want to go to your 80s in good condition, you need to reduce your glycation. You need to reduce the intake of sugar in combination with proteins.
What would you recommend for anti-aging as a diet? What would you recommend to reverse aging?
That is a wonderful question. That once you start making changes, you're going to see a severe rejuvenation for your body. And so that is more cosmetic answers. When people start losing the belly fat and doing exercise and making changes in the diet, the people is going to have another things. For example, they're going to have CoQ10, they're going to have a CoQ10 and cream. You're going to have something very important to reduce the aging process. One of the main recommendations that I do in my office is the skin brushing. Start brushing the skin, dry brush skin, every day before shower. So they need to remove the old cells from the skin, brush the skin, and take a shower after that. So the dry brush needs to be done before shower. So it's very important not to remove the old skin cells from the body and allow the baby cells to come up and have a rejuvenation of your skin. Don't forget that the skin is one of the biggest organs that we have in the body.
Absolutely. Well, before we end the show today and before you go, would you share with us what you would consider the right of course, people need different foods based on different circumstances, but in general, what would be a good breakfast? What would be a good lunch? What would be a good dinner in general terms?
Okay, for example, here, let me tell you what I do for myself. Maybe I can tell you what I do for myself, and I do different recommendations for different people because some people, they come to my office, they are diabetic, for example. Some people are hypertension patients. So every case is different, but the basic things, for example, is when you get up in the morning, you can have a piece of fruit. The fruit is very important, but a fruit is not a meal. Fruit is a start something during the day to give you the energy that you need. So one piece of fruit is going to help you to fill up the tank with fructose, that is sugar, to have energy for the rest of the day. So if you have, for example, a handful of strawberries, blueberries, or you're going to have a pineapple, or you're going to have kiwi, or you're going to have mango, or you have a banana, something like that, that's the very good start. But that's not a meal. That is only to start your day. You have to wait when you eat the food at least 1 hour before you have your first meal. I don't call breakfast. I don't call lunch. I don't call supper or dinner. I call meals. So I eat two meals a day. I don't call breakfast. I don't call supper. And after that, I eat my first meal around 10:30 a.m. in the morning. In my first meal, I have one protein. For example, I can have a piece of turkey, or I can have a piece of a tuna. And I can have, for example, to avoid gluten, we can have something that we call a cornmeal that we made that will avoid the gluten from my system. And I can have a piece of, for example, some blue olives, wheat olives. I can have some a little bit of salad, like a lettuce, or I could be some asparagus, and that would be a wonderful first meal for myself. During the day, I have green tea, for example, like a noontime, water. I can have, for example, a broth, like a 1 or 2 p.m., only a cup of broth. It could be fish broth, it could be chicken broth. And like a 4:30 p.m., I'm going to have my second meal. And my second meal, I'm going to have another protein, could be a piece of fish, like a salmon, with salad, and maybe a little bit of brown rice or a little bit of sweet potato. Mashed sweet potato, and that's it for my solid meals. After 6 p.m., I have only my cup of tea, or I have a water, or if I feel something that I need to put some salt in my body, I can have a piece of broth. The broth is liquid, and so the liquid's going to be down in your digestive system so fast. And so my solid meals are going to be two meals a day, and before my first meal, I'm going to have a glass of water. I can have a cup of tea, or I can have a cup of coffee, one per day. It's a nice cup of coffee without sugar. I can do that with honey. That's it. Or at the evening, I'm going to have a cup of green tea or a cup of broth. That is only fluids, to put fluids in my body. But I have only two solid meals during the day into my digestive system. And so my digestive system is going to work properly. I won't accumulate solid foods in my digestive system, and I can work very good. In 24 hours, I can do the 5 steps. Do not forget that your digestive system, your body is like a funnel, like a funnel. You have a big mouth on the top and a small mouth, a small exit at the below. And so if you put so much things into your funnel, you're going to clog up your funnel, and you're going to be in trouble.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ayala. I think this information is really spectacular. I think many people will be benefited and helped from the things you have shared with us. Are there any final comments? Because we're about to end our show today.
Okay, very good, Laura. I hope that you will be happy for this and enjoy the information.
Enjoy oh, yes.
The practice.
It's wonderful, and I'm really excited to be a distributor of your white caps, the green caps, and the black caps. And we will be introducing others to them. And we
are going to send you a sample of the white powder, and you're going to see how it works. It works very good.
Can you tell me, is the expectation of someone starting this process with the information that you have shared, can we expect that in a month or 2 months that they will see a visual difference?
Please, completely. I have seen people that 2 weeks or 3 weeks after they start the program, they looked a different person. So it's good for you when you have someone like that. I recommend that you have your cell phone and take a picture of the person when they come to your office and take another picture 2 weeks after. You're going to see, and you can compare the pictures of the people or the person.
Well, we may actually start a blog.
Don't forget to take a picture when someone comes to your office and they want to start the program. Take a picture and take another picture 2 weeks ago when the person who does the program, and you're going to see different person.
That's fantastic. I think we'll do that. Thank you again, Dr. Ayala. It has been such
thank
a pleasure
you,
to
thank
talk
you,
to you.
Thank you, officer. Please have a wonderful day. Thank you for this interview.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
All right, so that is the end of our show, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. For those that are in queue to speak, we will not be taking any questions today. So please save your questions or comments for next week's show. It will be a live show. And, yeah, everyone have a beautiful day. And if you missed the beginning of this interview, please listen to the archive so that you can get the full scope of everything that Dr. Ayala was talking about. And we will have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Thank you all. Have a beautiful day. And Lakesh.